You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 42. What happened at Jesus' tomb? Today's challenge. The gospel accounts of what happened at Jesus' tomb contradict each other. Today's defense. They do not contradict. They agree on the core facts, and the differences in detail are due to the literary choices ancient authors regularly made. All four agree that women went to Jesus' tomb after the Sabbath around dawn on the first day of the week. The stone was rolled away, the body was gone, and they encountered an angel. The evangelists do mention different details. All the Gospels indicate Mary Magdalene was among the women, but Matthew, Mark, and Luke mention her companions. Which ones are mentioned was likely determined by who an evangelist knew to be there, who he thought his audience would recognize, and who he wanted to emphasize. Matthew and Mark mention one angel, while Luke and John indicate there were two. The former's omission of the second angel is an omission, not a contradiction. See day 37. Mark refers to a young man in a white robe, but leaves it to the reader to infer that he was an angel. The others make this explicit, and also take note of his clothing, which is described as white as snow, Matthew, dazzling, Luke, or simply white, John. The evangelists record different parts of the angel's message. Matthew and Luke mention that Jesus will appear to the disciples in Galilee, see day 115, while Luke and John omit this. Matthew mentions the guards at the tomb, which he previously mentioned in Matthew 27, 62-66. He also records that an angel rolled back the stone. This is implicit in the other three. The way Matthew records the angel's action could be read as a flashback, that is, what happened before the women arrived. Even without this reading, the evangelists weren't bound to record events in chronological order. See day 89. John mentions that between the time the women first visited the tomb and the angelic encounter, Peter and John visited the tomb. Peter's visit is also confirmed in Luke 24:12. These variations in which details to mention are choices an ancient author would be expected to make. None involve contradictions.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.